Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to bring him in. Let's bring in the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. Jerry Rice joins us here on 95.7 The Game. He's brought to us by Xfinity. Jerry, what was your emotion as you watched the 49ers win in the fashion, the defensive fashion that they won last night in Seattle?
I am completely exhausted.
Yes.
That game, yeah, man, watching that game and watching that game go back and forth. And then for that defense to make a stance the way they did, you know, towards the end, it shows that, you know, these guys, they really enjoy playing the game. They like playing with each other. They have the confidence that they can do it. And they were able to do it. But, man, I really didn't want it that close. But I knew it was going to be real difficult to sort of contain Russell Wilson, you know, because this guy, you know, the thing about him, he can move. He's sort of a short guy, so he disappears just a little bit. But as he's running with the football, his vision is still downfield. And, you know, Bosa and those guys, they were around him all night long just chasing him. And, you know, he was making moves and still getting the ball in the hands of his playmakers downfield.
Jerry, want to go on the offensive side of the ball and talk a little bit about second-round pick Deebo Samuel. Now, he led the team in receiving, didn't score a receiving touchdown, right, but he did score a rushing touchdown on that end-around on a beautiful reverse play. Just talk a little bit about how rare it is to have a receiver like that who's not only good at catching the football, but just good with running with the football in his hands.
Well, when you have a receiver like that, and I compare him to being like George Kittle. You know, it's like he catches the ball and he's not looking to go down. He's looking for contact. And, you know, on that reverse play where he was able to, you know, put his foot in the ground like that and span, you know, it just shows that anytime he touches the football, you know, he's thinking about scoring, you know, and I like his competitive nature. I think in that ball game, he had about 102 yards and then he had that one touchdown on that, reverse play. But, you know, even on that quick slant, when Jimmy G got him the ball early, you know, he's a very physical receiver. He got good hands, and I love to run after catch.
Jerry, you played for an offensive genius in Bill Walsh, so you know what a great offensive mind is like and how that guy utilized the talent he had and got the most out of him. When you watch Kyle Shanahan, what do you see of his offensive mind? He has such creativity in his game planning and his play calling, but what are you seeing as a guy who played for arguably the greatest offensive mind in Bill Walsh?
You know, I think that was something that, you know, they talked about Kyle Shanahan when he was in Atlanta with the Falcons, you know, his creativity and stuff like that. And I think he got it from his dad, you know, Mike Shanahan. And Kyle is just utilizing his players right now, putting them in a position where they can win. And you got to also, guys, you got to think about this. Jimmy G yesterday, his composure, you know, I think his first nine passes or something like that, there was no, you know, it was right on the money, his first nine passes. And just his energy on the football field and he has this composure about him now. And he's always smiling, you know, even when everything is on the line, he's having a great time. And I think he's you know, really enjoying just being behind center and just being the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. But Cal is doing a fantastic job of just letting those horses go and just play football.
Jerry, we saw two teams with the Seahawks and the 49ers who it felt like they both needed a bye week just as bad as any of the other teams in football. And obviously the 49ers having one in week four. But just what's the mindset of the players now that they have a week off? They get to rest a little bit, but then they also got to prepare for 10 days time.
Yeah, you know, you got to think about this because this is really the first division title since 2012. you know, for the Niners. And it's always good to get that bye week. And, you know, it gives players an opportunity to heal up and just get ready to make that run. And that was something that we always focus in on, you know, throughout the season, you know, trying to get that bye week. And they went into Seattle and they were able to do that, you know, in a very hostile environment. That 12th man, it was, you know, it was crazy there. But they fought through that adversity, and it's well-deserved. Now they can kick back a little bit and get healthy, but stay focused and be ready.
Jerry Rice with his weekly visit here on Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. 49ers will have the week off, and then they have the home playoff game coming up on January the 11th. We'll have to wait and see who that is. You know, Jerry, guys in professional sports, they fight their entire careers to be the best in the game. Right now, the 49ers are the best in the NFC.
Right.
But once you get there, how hard is it to carry that mantle if you've never had it before? Are other teams, hey, they're there to knock you off the platform, right? Is it when you are sitting on top of the platform, is it a little bit of a different view, and maybe sometimes you're not prepared for the moment?
Yeah, I think I saw John Lynch, he was wearing a shirt saying, we haven't done anything yet. So, you know, as long as they keep that mindset and they stay focused and they look at the big picture, and the big picture is winning the Super Bowl, yeah, you know, it's great to get to the playoffs, but, you know, if we got to the playoffs and we lost during the playoffs, we were devastated. You know, we wanted to win the whole thing, and I'm sure, you know, that's what the players are thinking right now. You know, we haven't accomplished anything right now. We put ourselves in a position where we have a great chance because – now you win two games, you got home field advantage, you're in front of your fans, and, you know, last night to me was a statement game, saying, hey, look, we're going to find a way to win no matter what, even if we have to go on the road. So they know they can do that now, and now they have two games at home, you win those two games, and you're in the Super Bowl.
Jerry, when we had you on last week, nothing was set in stone with Marshawn Lynch yet, but after you got off the air, he made his return and they signed him up. They had a physical and everything. What did you make of Marshawn Lynch's game last night?
Well, you know, I think they brought him in and, you know, he ran the ball hard, but the defense did a fantastic job. He was able to score once he got down, you know, I think it was about the 1 yard line or something like that. And I feel like we were very fortunate to have that delay of game towards the end for the Seattle Seahawks, because that moved them back a little bit, because Marshawn was coming into the game. But once they got that delay of game, you know, they moved them back, and then it brought out, you know, Russell Wilson and that offense. They had to throw the football. But, yeah, you know, it was good to see him on the football field again. But I was completely, you know, rooting for my Niners, and I wanted them to contain him and also contain, you know, Russell Wilson, and they were able to do that.
Jerry, the 49ers have won the big ones so far. They won in Seattle, they won in New Orleans, and they dismantled the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Is there another team who's playing at this high level that the 49ers are playing at right now? Is there another team out there or a couple of teams that you look at and say, you know what, Niners are playing well, but some other teams are kind of, they're ratcheting it up at the right time?
You don't even worry about that right now, guys. You don't. No, you have home field advantage. You have done what you wanted to do. Now that team or whoever has got to come to you, and you got home field advantage. And I feel like, you know, any team is going to protect their home. And the Niners, they're going to be raring to go. I'm excited about the situation. I plan on being there at that stadium, you know, cheering them on. But you do not worry about the other teams right now. It's all about the San Francisco 49ers.
Jerry, wanted to ask you about Emmanuel Sanders, the newer addition to this 49er receiver core. Now, he is on an expiring contract. Do you think that he's done enough to earn a spot on this team for next season?
I had the opportunity of meeting him. I was down at the facility one day, and I saw him walking by, and I had always admired this guy from a distance and stuff. And he came over, he wanted to take a picture, and we talked for a little bit. I think there's more to come from Sanders right now. You know, there are so many receivers. The ball is being spread around so much, and it's only one football. But, you know, I feel he's a very competitive receiver. He's still got a lot in the tank. And he's going to be big for us, you know, during the playoffs.
Jerry, you said you're going to be there on January the 11th. The fans want to know on the Chilton Auto Body text line, you going to get any of your old teammates there? Are you guys going to get a big group of you guys to kind of bring some of that old magic dust that you guys had from Candlestick and spread it all around Levi's for this new group of guys? You're going to have some teammates with you.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure some of my teammates are going to be there too. But, you know, it's all about this new generation of the Niners. And we're there just for support and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm really sort of, I have to ask you guys just one thing, though.
Sure.
You know, I'm excited about this, but the thing is, we need everybody to be loud, you know, during that playoff game. We need everybody to, just root that team on. And, you know, I'm excited just to, you know, be a part of it. And I'll be down on the sidelines running around and also interacting with the players and doing all that and getting the crowd all riled up and stuff like that. But it's all about the new generation of guys. And the older guys, we're going to be there to support them.
That sounds great. That place is going to be rocking. I know the 49er faithful will be ready, and that's great to know that you're going to be out there. The greatest of all time, Jerry Rice, is going to be out there supporting this new group of guys. And I like the flag. You know what? You guys, you know what you're doing? You're as the greatest of all time. You're taking the attention away from you. You're putting it on the guys. I think that's pretty darn respectful. Now, that's great.
Yeah, it's all about those guys right now. And, you know, it's been an incredible season, for those guys. And I'm really just happy to see them just having fun on the football field, enjoying the game of football, and bringing that old tradition back, you know, of the San Francisco 49ers.
Jerry, Happy New Year to you and your family. Great talking to you, and we'll do it again in the new year, okay, pal?
All right, sounds good. Happy New Year.
All right, there you have it. The great Jerry Rice joining us here. 95.7 The Game, Joe, Lowe, and Dibs. He does so every Monday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.